two survivors of child sexual abuse are urging Central New Yorkers to take part in a program that hopes to prevent abuse by arming bystanders with information. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Dan Leonard's story goes back to when he was 11 years old and a football coach began a pattern of sexual abuse. And Leonard says he wasn't the only victim.
He abused hundreds of kids over the years. Anyone attached to that football program knew what was going on or should have suspected it. And nobody, all those years, all those kids, nobody said anything.
It was a similar story for Jennifer, a survivor who was abused by a family member starting when she was 12 years old.
I know that there were red flags that got missed along the way. So whether people knew and just turned a blind eye to it or if they just didn't realize that there were red flags.
These survivors hope their stories send home the message that adults have a responsibility to report suspected child abuse. They hope a program called Darkness into Light, offered through the McMahon-Ryan Advocacy Center and the YMCA and other local agencies, gives adults the tools to identify child abuse and report it. The goal, says McMahon-Ryan Executive Director Linda Cleary, is to offer a brief program to 18,000 Central New Yorkers by the year 2020.
If you can train 5% of your community, then enough people have been changed at that point that you start seeing behaviors change. And then it really, at that point, starts becoming a ripple effect for us.
Leonard hopes this program can save children from the pain that he's had to deal with for most of his life.
Children can't protect themselves, and you have to speak up. And there are anonymous ways to report to the police where you don't have to get involved, but something's got to be done. You got to speak up.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.